And after we had lunch yesterday, well, we got up. Carl and I got up and started clearing the table. None of the children helped. They just sat there, Doris, Melissa, and Barry. And we cleared the table and started washing the dishes, and finally they got up and cleared away what was left, which wasn't much left. And by that time, we practically had the kitchen clean. And then they went on home, and Carl stuck with me until we had everything put away, dishes and everything out of sight. It looked real clean. But he didn't enjoy doing this, and he said he wished we wouldn't have so many dinners. I said, well, don't you want to have them over here sometime? Yes, but I don't like to do all this cleaning up, he said. So finally we took a rest, and we had made plans to go to see Carol, because Carl hadn't seen the little boys on Christmas or Christmas Eve, so he wanted to see the little boys, and he wanted to see the new room. So we set out to go visit. It was raining, but we went there, and we got there about 4:30. And we went in their playroom and took some pictures. There were no furniture in there, so the little boys could really wrestle and run around and let their hair down, when, especially on rainy days like that. It had a dark green rug on it. It was real nice. We took some more pictures. And then we went in and sat down and visited and talked about the Christmas presents, how Carl had taken his bag. He had gotten a bag from them from the country club, and it had the Houston Country Club written on it, and he said he didn't want that because when he traveled, that's mainly what he wanted for, to travel, to go to Georgetown overnight. Well, he's afraid he might get mugged or shot at with Houston Country Club written on it, so he had taken it back. And I had told him I didn't want the frying pan because it was too big. I had made a mistake and said 12 inches instead of 10. Just seems like Christmas is for the birds. If people could all just get what they wanted, it'd be fun. But taking things back is really horrendous. Because when I had taken all those pots back to Josky's, well, the main thing we wanted to do was to give Elaine credit. Well, we couldn't get them on the phone to ask them their charge number because Lucy Dell was on the phone. I had called over there when they were having company, and I said, call me right back and tell me the number of the charge so I can go to Josky's and give your mother credit. Well, Doris said, I'll call back in a few minutes. Seemed like the fish hadn't left yet. Eve Fish and her family hadn't quite left. So she did not call me back, but instead got on the phone to some of her friends and stayed all afternoon. We kept phoning back and forth and back and forth, and finally we went on to Josky's and we tried to get her over there, and we couldn't, so they just gave me a credit. They're going to send it to me, and I bought the other pot that we had taken out and put it back in the box. And they're going to mail me a check for $95, and I'm going to give it to Elaine to put on her bill. So that means that I didn't get anything and that I'm out $20 for that pot. Well, we'll settle it. But it's just so hard to go to Josky's. It was raining, and we went in the rain, and it was cold, and we couldn't get waited on. We couldn't carry out our message because we didn't have the charge plate. It's just not much fun. So here I am getting ready to go back in the kitchen and cook another lunch. Well, I really enjoy it if my legs don't get tired standing on them. And a person my age really enjoys having their family come over and be around them. It would be terrible not to have any people in Houston and have everybody moved away. I really enjoy cooking for them and having them come over most of the time I'm cooking for Carol and the little boys on Sunday, especially when Carol and Sim go there every Sunday and teach Sunday school. And then I say, well, the least I can do is to have lunch. But I don't know whether they'll teach today. Today's the first. I think on the first all the teachers get off. They have some other kind of program. But I'm going to go in there and make some cream puffs and try to clean it up before Carl gets up. It's now 6:30. And I'll measure the flour and all for the dumplings. And Elaine said she'd go to the store and get some chicken, so I'll have chicken and dumplings. The main thing is not have too much, but to have everything cleared away, have the kitchen more or less cleared away, and have a calm and cool atmosphere. Because Barrett said he didn't care what we had, he would eat hay, but he just wanted to come over. Well, that's unusual for a child that age, at 18 or 19, to say he'd eat hay, because they usually don't want to eat cereal. That's what we call hay. They just want to have a nice meal. So I'll have chicken and dumplings and cream puffs and try to get some kind of vegetable for him. And then he'll go off to school. He did write me one letter while he was gone. And he asked me to fix some pants, which I did. It wasn't very hard because he seemed to know how to turn them up and make a cuff, and he told me exactly how to do it. Then I showed him how to press it with a cloth. He didn't know much about that. So by the time I sewed it and we pressed it together, it looked real nice.